Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into another edition of our Straight Talk program here on WRHI, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks for our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. Find out more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And to HighSpeedWeb.net, that streams our signal 24/7, 365. Well, for the first time in Straight Talk history, I have as many people around this table as we have ever had. Not one, not two, not three, not four. We have five guests, and unfortunately, John Reinhardt on the other side, who is monitoring everything we're doing. This is all about the All-American City Award, which Rock Hill brought home with great fanfare here over the summer. And these five people were all involved in one way or the other. And we're going to be talking to them about that competition and about a big event coming up here on Thursday, that everybody should be involved with. So let's start with the cast of characters around the table. The first one is, I'm told, a ringleader. Is that right, Evan?
I don't know about that. I try.
Evan Getz is with us. Tell us a little bit about Evan.
Sure. I work for the City of Rock Hill in the Economic Development Corporation. Do the marketing for the city, specifically all the downtown events.
Can't believe I never met this guy before.
Yeah, I'm fairly new. It's been about a year.
About a year?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, so
I've been here a little longer. Go ahead. Keep going.
So, yeah, I had the pleasure of sort of facilitating everyone's creativity when we went to Colorado. I'd help, I guess, directed it. This creative presentation.
Okay.
I suppose so.
So right next to you is the lady around town who's making a lot of stuff happen. Her name is Dawn Johnson. Dawn, tell us a little bit about you.
Absolutely. I'm a local business owner here in Rock Hill, and I currently serve on the Rock Hill Economic Development Council, and I chair BELD, Black Economic Leadership League.
Which is a story unto itself that we've told many times.
Absolutely.
On Straight Talk.
Yeah.
If you are an entrepreneur and you are a minority, you need to go to Straight Talk on the WRHI thing and put in Dawn Johnson's name, and there will be a full half-hour explanation as to what it's about. But there's also a website.
Absolutely, bellofrockhill.org.
Yeah, really good. Okay, over here is Teresa Creech, who I have not seen in months and months.
It's because I'm busy out getting books to children.
Ooh, tell everybody about Teresa.
So I am the executive director of the Early Learning Partnership. But I also direct the Rock Hill Reads Initiative, which is Mayor Getty's opportunity to get books and early literacy into the Saluda Corridor and underserved areas of our city.
You may have missed Straight Talk on Friday. It was an unusual program because we did it live aboard my ride as we tooled around Rock Hill, and I'm sitting there broadcasting. I had the mayor. I had Katie Quinn. I had Eric, who heads up the transit system, and right in the back of the bus were the books.
Lots
of
books.
And the whole idea is take the books, don't worry about bringing them back, take them.
Take them home. That's right. Teresa's going to get you more books.
That's exactly
right. But we have a lot of great community partners that assist us with that.
All right. Ismael Lowry is with us. He's not been here before, so you need to tell us a little bit about you.
Yes, sir. I've never been here. My wife actually was here with you, Honest Elderberry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, about a month or two ago.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, so I'm Ishmael with the Catawba Terrace Care Center. We focus on the Catawba Terrace community and the families with our children's programming, weekly children's programming, and also food pantry that we serve the community with as well. So I'm a children's director there. Enjoy what I do. I've been doing it for about 3 years now.
Good for you. And last but certainly not least, I told her to give me the Cliff Notes version. Just teasing, Alice Davis. Tell us, everybody a little bit about you.
Sure. I'm Alice Davis, and I work at Williamson Fudge, represent the community for us, and had the privilege of being asked to go out to Denver and represent the Miracle Park. So we are getting really, really close to preparing what this new park and world will look like for our park system, and I was glad to be able to represent the Miracle Park out in Denver.
I've said before, I'll say it again, this Miracle Park project will say more about Rock Hill than I think anything else that we have. I mean, we've got every sports venue that you can imagine around here. But to put something like this together, it's all about serving the special needs kids in our community, is just phenomenal.
And it's not just serving special needs. This is serving everybody.
Yep.
So there's a misconception out there that it's just for special needs, and it's not. This is a public park that is for everybody, no matter what.
And what a park it's going to be. Not a field, but a park. First of its kind. All right. Okay, Evan, so you are the ringleader, as you said. You are the director. You're the man who says, do this, do that, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
So the competition, when we got down to the finalists, we were one of what, 10, no, 20?
20.
20 finalists. Yep. You all went out to Denver, Colorado.
Denver, Colorado.
And you had to put on a presentation in the form of a play or a skit.
Correct, a creative presentation, right. Meaning no PowerPoints, no handouts. You had to represent your city in 10 minutes with a creative presentation.
So how did this come about?
That's a really great question. So Lisa Brown, who works for the city, after applying to this particular award, hundreds of applicants apply, and we were one of 20 who were chosen. And with that creative presentation, I remember the initial meetings, they sort of came to me and said, hey, we want to do this. We have no idea how to represent our city in a creative way. And my background is theater. Both of my degrees are in theater. So I guess I was a
good
logical candidate
choice.
For the logical choice. I don't know. After that rehearsal process. Speaking of the rehearsal process, we rehearsed twice a week. And creating this concept of baggage, how we all have our baggage, but Rock Hill is willing and open to show their baggage to everyone who will listen and to confront that baggage and move forward with that baggage. So the idea that I proposed was to use trunks, six trunks, that created different scenes of Rock Hill. One represented Miracle Park, so we created a park out of six trunks. We created a park bench to talk about our health initiatives in the communities. We created a house for affordable housing. We created the Friendship 9 lunch counter to talk about our racial equity and our past. And we did that all through trunks. And we had 20 people on stage in our presentation that helped craft and create this.
I watched the whole thing online.
There you go.
At what hour of the afternoon it was, on a Sunday, I think it was.
Yeah.
And I kept yelling at my phone because it would get interrupted on the feed. And
The live stream.
But it was quite something. So who wrote the script? I mean, it's one thing to perform it. Somebody's got to write it.
Yeah, absolutely. So we had Kim Johnson, who's...
You don't need to say anymore.
Right.
You just said it.
So interlaced with all these different scenes, she wrote a poem. Brilliant piece of literature, I think. I mean, it was absolutely beautiful. And she was just writing constantly in rehearsals and just coming up with all these wonderful things in the moment. So that was kind of interspersed throughout our presentation, and she was very instrumental in crafting that sort of narrative of what Rock Hill is about. And in the application, because we talked about specific things, we had to incorporate that in the presentation. So we had different speakers talk about different things, like Alice talked about Miracle Park in one part of it. So,
and the present, when she talked about Miracle Park, it's not like talking about it on this talk show. You had, look at her eyes rolling over here.
Talk about it.
How did you?
I had to do it in about 45 seconds. So to sum up something in 45 seconds that you're talking to them about that they don't know a lot about, it's a very tough thing to do.
So
it's fast talking.
So you were assigned to come up with 45 seconds.
Yes.
On Miracle Park.
I had some help.
I was going to say, how many rewrites did you have on that?
A lot. We wrote it, and then we started trying to cut back, and then we kind of wanted it to flow. And then as I'm memorizing, I'm not a very good memorizer. I ad-lib a lot, so it was really tough for me to actually memorize something. So it would change every time I did it, but I feel like it came out okay.
Came out all right. All right, so now, Dawn, what was your trunk?
So I represented pretty much all the diversity and inclusiveness projects that have gone on. So African American Cultural Resources Committee, the work with coming up with that museum, the Workforce Development Initiative, Bell X Prize, and just the formulation of Bell.
So you did that in 45 seconds?
45 seconds, yes.
You had 45 seconds to get all that in?
Absolutely. But it was just amazing how Kim and the creative process, all, you know, the poem along with the visual, just made it easy to convey those message points.
All right, now Teresa, well, I can't remember what your part was because the video stream was not, it was fuzzy at best.
Right.
I mean, we could hear it.
Well, and the
fuzzy.
Stage is not that large when you have 20 people on it. So Ishmael and I were actually movers of the trunks. There were six of us, so four others with us, and we were the ones who used the trunks as props to build the park bench, to build the house, to build Miracle Park. And so our goal was really, we had to know the timing of when a word was said that we were our prompt to move. And
so you had no lines. You were...
No, we physically were moving and creating pathways and
that part we could see. I mean, so who, Ishmael, choreographed that part of it?
It was really Evan. Evan did a lot of the work, really choreographing it. But I think we all had a part to play. We all had a voice in bringing that imagery to life. And I think that was a great message that was within the message of us actually going to Denver, was that all of us came from different backgrounds, different walks, but we all had a voice and implemented different parts into that presentation. And then we went out and we did very well with it.
You know, there were so many movements on that stage as the trunks were put in place, then they were pulled back, and they were stacked, then they were pulled back. You get this young man a microphone over here. So I don't know how all that comes together.
Yeah, me either.
We all wonder.
No, I don't know. I mean, things happen in my brain, and hopefully it'll come out right. But really, I was a facilitator of everyone's creativity. I mean, I really tried to include them as much as possible and said, hey, I'm not sure if this is going to work. Do you have an idea? Or how is it going to help you move this trunk to this space? What do you need? So I think it was really a group effort, and that's something that taught me a big lesson, that if you want things to happen, if you want to create change, it's really about the process, not the product. So yes, we created this product in the end, and we presented our city, but what we really learned was that through this process, we were able to connect, to communicate, and I think that's what makes Rock Hill really amazing, is the process, not necessarily the product.
And the connection that he's talking about was amazing, because there was 20 of us there, and I know a lot of people in Rock Hill and all these people around the table do too. We didn't know each other that well, and it was really neat to put a lot of these people in the room together, practicing in Denver, everything else, so we're able to connect in a lot of different ways that we haven't been able to connect, be able to make Rock Hill a better place as we came back.
Now, you all put a tremendous amount of time in this. I mean, you had two rehearsals, you said a week, for how many weeks?
Was it a month, 2 months? Maybe 2 months, I'm not sure. It was, crazy time.
And then, when you weren't rehearsing, you were putting together dialogue for each of your pieces.
Correct.
Or you were learning how to move trunks very quickly back and forth.
Right. And also getting 20 people at every rehearsal every time. That was a little challenging, but that's why we had the core group of trunk movers, the six people, because they were able to be there consistently, and the speakers as well. So not everyone had specific actions or dialogue at all times, but everyone was involved and invested.
Now, Rock Hill's presentation of the 10, where were you in the 10? Were you the first one, the 10th one, 9th one, 8th one?
During...
Very first one.
We were number one.
No, I mean, when you made the actual the play, the skit.
Oh gosh. We were in the second day, kind of in the middle, near the end.
75%.
Yeah, 75%.
Because watching this outside in my garage at my little shop, I'm saying those people who came before just got smoked because... The trunk thing was really creative. It was very, very good.
Yeah, so when researching this presentation, you could see videos from past competitions going back at least 5 years. So you could watch their videos, and that's what I tried to do, and think about how can we do this and do it in a different way. In addition to the 10 minutes, you had 2 minutes to enter the space in a creative way. a lot of cities had like drum lines and music. One had a mariachi band. However, those 2 minutes are not counted toward your presentation. So what counts is that the 10 minutes, not those 2 minutes before. So I noticed that a lot of cities were really focused on like entering the space in a creative way, but when they did their presentation, it wasn't as effective. So I tried to be really engaging with our trunk idea and make sure it wasn't just us there speaking the entire time. It just wasn't just dialogue.
So when you entered, because I can't remember, you just came up on the stage and did it?
Yeah, so we did. We
you didn't spend a lot of time and effort.
Yeah, we entered like we were everyone had a piece of luggage, not just trunks. Every single on stage had a piece luggage. So it was like we were entering this space together. We were bringing our baggage with us. We were seeing each other for the first time in Colorado, and we were happy to be together, and we started the presentation.
That's wonderful.
And the exit was just as fun. So Josh Myers, our world Special Olympian, was there with us. And he, if you've ever seen him on stage, he is a great theater guy. So he was out there, Rock Hill for what? And we were like, Rock Hill for all, and just chanted as we walked out. So it was a really cool exit.
I've seen him here eating two number 19s at one time. Yeah, I've seen him.
And the great thing about the presentation, it was so connected. You know, when we came in, we all had our baggage. In the middle of the presentation, we all transformed that baggage and made that into progress and production. And at the end, we celebrated that progress, which was great. So I love from beginning to end, it was just all connected.
And you know what I really thought was interesting is when you all were selected, as you said, Dawn, number one, number one, it wasn't the mayor of Rock Hill who came out and accepted it. Some guy named Ishmael. You know him?
I think I do. No, it was a great privilege to actually accept the award on behalf of this wonderful team. One thing I mentioned that we have a lot of different working components, but in unity, we all came together and we really represented, I think, Rock Hill well as a community of inclusiveness and equity. That's what we're really all about. So I was so grateful and privileged for that.
It's amazing. There's no question that this city gets it as far as its citizens. I always say it's the water we all drink from the Catawba. There's got to be something in there that puts something in our system that says, okay, I want to help with this, I want to help with that, and it gets done. All right, so there's another part of this, which we're going to tell you about after we take our mid-program break, to remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, we know that this bright, intelligent group of all-American city participants will know what I'm about to do. We prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Harriet Goode is going to chime in. How do we do it? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice.
Harding, harding, harding. Not bad, y'all. Back in a minute.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
I like the friendly service, and I like that the meat's fresh and the food tastes good. They slice the meat right there in front of you.
Man, it's just utterly delicious.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Now available from Founders Federal Credit Union, Cash In. Cash In is the newest way to fund Founders Loyalty Select, our highest yield savings account. Use your rewards earning Founders credit cards and you can exchange your CU rewards points for a deposit to your Loyalty Select. Log into Founders Online to redeem your points today. Relax. Cash in your points. Account restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Good Pharmacy, taking care of families for four generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. We have six pharmacists that are knowledgeable, friendly, and ready to get to know your family and their needs.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
On October 24th, Piedmont Medical Center goes pink. a women's health event for our community. PMC Goes Pink is an evening of education and fun for women that's completely free. This educational ladies' night out in the hospital's Women's Tower Auditorium features local vendors, hors d'oeuvres, and drinks, a free gift, and health talks from women's health professionals. To register, go online to mypmc.com/breastcancerevent. That's mypmc.com/breastcancerevent.
Slice!
It's the only way the Substation 2 makes fresh subs and salads. All their meats, cheeses, and vegetables are sliced fresh right before your eyes. It's no wonder people keep coming back to Substation 2.
Slice!
Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, surrounded, and I do mean surrounded, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Straight Talk guests, all part of the All-American team that went out to Denver, Colorado, smoked the competition, came home, designated as number one All-American city of 10 in the U.S. of A. So that's just part of what this is all about. We have a big activity to celebrate Knowledge Park, which is a... If you don't know about Knowledge Park by now, I just can't help you. I mean, I just can't help you. So who is spearheading this? Evan, you?
Sure. I am not spearheading. I'm helping. But the city is putting this massive block party on. And let me just make a little funny reference. If you spell it, it's B-L-O-C-K. P-A-R-T-Y. So that's K-P in the middle for Knowledge Park.
Not bad. Not
and if
bad.
You see our branding, you would totally get it.
I got you.
That's actually one of my coworkers, Liam. He created that, and it's just brilliant.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. So what's going to be happening on Thursday? By the way, this is a block party for the entire community, and I want to stop with that and say, had you been present for the finale of the Knowledge Park plan from all the citizens, you would have seen hundreds of people there. And what I loved about that presentation, we had all ages, we had all colors, we had all sizes and shapes that were there who were interested and who participated in one way or another to make this plan come into fruition. And the idea behind the plan was to how can we maximize what's going to happen here in Knowledge Park over the next 5 years to really set it on fire, kind of like lighting the fuse on the rocket. How do we? What's the fuel we're going to have in there? Mm-hmm. So go ahead.
Yeah, so it's been a year since that plan was adopted. This is our one-year anniversary. And to celebrate that, we sort of sat around and thought, how can we make this, again, community-minded, not just give a little progress report on a piece of paper and invite a couple of people and then that be it.
Yeah.
So we do something really well downtown, and that's Food Truck Fridays.
I've never seen so many people food out of a truck.
It's right, amazing. Sometimes 6,000 people when the weather's nice, which that's debatable. But it's supposed to be nice this Thursday. And we thought, how can we make this block party sort of like a Food Truck Friday? Let's make a mini version of that. Of course, it could be 6,000 people. We're not sure. But we have food trucks. We have drinks. We have lots of activities. And I'll pass it off in a second, but we have a lot of the initiatives that came out of the Knowledge Park Action Plan that were sort of birthed through that plan. We have tables for those organizations at this event. So the community can see that Knowledge Park Action Plan is actually working, that organizations are being created because of this plan, and that the community is involved. And maybe I'll pass that off to Dawn, because she's one of our participants there, so she can talk more about that.
Go ahead, Dawn, you're
sure.
on.
Sure. Well, Bell is one of those organizations that kind of was given birth out of Knowledge Park, because David Warner with the Technology Incubator brought together a group of African-American citizens and said, how can we have more diversity? Because he was struggling with getting companies into the Technology Incubator that were diverse. So we came around and gave him some ideas, and then we continued to meet, and then we formed Bell. So We're one of those organizations that Knowledge Park gave birth to.
So you're going to have a table out
there? We'll have a table.
And what's hold on, Teresa, give it back to her there.
She's so anxious.
So what is your table going to have on?
So basically, we'll just talk about the projects that we're engaged in right now, because other than, in addition to Bell X Prize, where we have business owners being birthed out of that experience, we also have an initiative called Workforce Development, which is one of the mayor's initiatives. So we will have representation from one of our blossoming business owners that will be there, as well as we hope to have some people who are attending the workforce development sessions just to show what projects we're working on.
Teresa, now's your chance.
I know. There are two microphones. That's too much. Rock Hill Reads group will be there, and we'll be also beside the school district and part of the library. Some folks from the library will be there at our table. So we'll be giving away children's books, and if people are interested in being volunteer readers, they can sign up and learn how they can get engaged in our community reading to children. So come look for us. We'll be near the fountain.
All right. So Alice, go ahead.
There's also going to be lots of stuff for the kids to do, so make sure to bring out your families, bring the kids. There's going to be games. I know businesses that help support this, like Williams and Fudge, will be out there, and we've got some stuff going on for kids. Miracle Park will also be represented. Miracle Park is inches away from getting started, so come and learn more, find out more. It's going to be real soon, and we're excited to get the awareness out there for them, too.
And when she says real soon, she means real soon. It would have been started months ago had it not been
2 years.
It's called dealing with a bureaucracy, but we're getting there. Good. All right, Ishmael?
Yeah. The great thing about like events like this, just the visibility of these different organizations is key. I think there's a lot of great work that's being done in the city, but many may not know about it. So events like this that bring awareness and that visibility is, like I said, is key. And one big appealing thing to the Knowledge Bar Action Plan is the transportation piece and also the employment piece. Bringing jobs is always a plus, and also having a way or means for people to get to those jobs is a plus as well. So that's very appealing.
All right, Evan.
So, Ishmael talks about something that's really important. You know, Knowledge Park is not just an economic development plan. It's really a place for opportunity. That's the point of Knowledge Park, is it's opportunity for everyone. And that includes employment, that includes transportation, jobs, restaurants, shops, arts, culture, workforce development, all kinds of different things. So we want to showcase that. And Alice talked about fun activities for kids. When we were reaching out to these organizations to see if they want to be a part of this block party, we told them that they had to bring a fun activity at their table. So it's not just, here's a piece of paper about our organization. There is some kind of activity that you can do at that particular table that relates to their organization. So giving out books or learning more about, you know, entrepreneurship. There's Parks and Recreation is going to be there, so there's volleyball and basketball.
Well, the key thing is to get people to come down there, because I know that's one of the biggest challenges of this plan is called communication. Yeah. And no matter where you put it out, there's just too many people who still don't know what the heck's going on.
Right.
And so this is called free. It's called come on out.
Absolutely.
And enjoy the crowd. And don't say that you weren't invited, because you're being invited.
And I've got to tell you one more thing. We are activating a parking lot to be a social hangout.
The big 800 seat and the big one?
No. It's kind of a little surprise. You're going to have to come out and see what it is.
Okay.
But there's a parking lot in between two buildings near Fountain Park that we're creating as a social hangout, and we're calling that The Lot, All-America City Plaza.
And with that, we're going to have to say we're done for the day.
All right.
The party begins what time, Evan?
6 to 9.
6 to 9 on Thursday. Thank you to everybody around the table. Teresa Creech, Alice Davis, Dawn Johnson, Ishmael Lowry, and Evan Guess. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Okay, one more chance to tell everybody where we are. We're here at Substation 2. Come on, Harriet. Here we go. Listen up now. Fresh subs and salads 7 days a week. prepared right before your eyes. How do we do it? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. See you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.